Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Tuesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Now, anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. The blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so look for a new one popping up there sometime tomorrow morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, hey, we'd greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z-Man with three.
All right, Dan, you know, I ran into an interesting situation, I guess you could call it, that I guess I didn't really think about until I started seeing stories on it. You know, as you know, we have our fantasy basketball and our fantasy hockey drafts coming up, and especially I noticed it with basketball players. Now, there are certain states that have instituted laws that say you have to be fully vaccinated if you're going to be in a large crowd. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the states is California and the other is New York. You know, Andrew Wiggins, who now plays for the Golden State Warriors, is one of the players who is not vaccinated. He attempted to get a religious exemption and was turned down. Your guy Bradley Beal is also not vaccinated, along with Kyrie Irving, who plays for Brooklyn. Now, New York is another one of the states that has this law. How do you think this is going to kind of affect things? I mean, are we going to see these guys actually games, and in the case of, I know Wiggins for sure, not get paid? Or do you think that these guys will break down and get vaccinated?
You never know. I mean, they might just stand off. Why not? You know, that's what makes it interesting, and that's, you know, fantasy-wise, that's what makes it so difficult is, you know, especially for us, we, you know, neither you or I are the best at the hockey and the basketball, but we do the auction league. So, I mean, I guess regardless of the draft, for auction or snake, you're taking, you know, these guys in a high draft pick or, you know, money-wise, and there goes your team for the season because he's not playing. And you know, I believe they have that right. So, I mean, it's totally up to them. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, what's-his-name held out on the NFL to get his big contract, and that was over money. That wasn't over, you know, politics. So it would be interesting to see these guys hold out, so to speak. And for Wiggins, I would think that one might actually hurt his value, to be honest with you, but, you know, I don't know if he could work another way around it. But when you bring up Kyrie, I just immediately go back to when you brought up the story about Kyrie wanting to start his own league, so to speak, or get people to start his own league. So when I hear his name and I hear him, and it's not even, you know, for me, it's not about getting the vaccine or not. It's more, it just immediately goes back to that day you told me that, you know, you brought up that topic. And, you know, will we see a change or a new league? You know, could that possibly happen? and you won't have a New York team or a California team.
Yeah, you know, the humorous thing about Kyrie is he misses games for random reasons anyways. So, you know, in my opinion, this is just almost like him trying to set up days off because he won't be able to play at home.
Well, and my question too was, are the teams going to go along with this? You know,
yeah,
the,
you know, I know the Warriors owner and I believe their general manager has come out and said that, you know, he wants them to get vaccinated. So, you know, and to be fair, I read that 90% of all NBA players are vaccinated, which wouldn't surprise me if that's the highest rate out of any of the sports.
No,
you know, that would be wrong.
The NHL is like at 98%.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, 90 is still a pretty good number when you look into, you know, all those, you know, all those players. I mean, that's a ton of players we're talking about here. So, you know, that's a good number, but you know, there's always going to be these guys who are going to try to get publicity off of it, and you damn well know that Kyrie Irving is one of those guys. You know, he doesn't care about his team. He doesn't care about his teammates. He doesn't care about his team. He cares about Kyrie, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him take this to the end and only play, you know, in whatever cities he'll actually be allowed to play in.
Yeah, I don't put it past him either. But, I mean, with the way this era is in this game, I mean, how do you prefer it to be? Take the politics aside, you know, keep his attitude in there. But, you know, maybe there was some kind of snubbing from the super friends. And, you know, he just kind of looks back and it's like, at that point, you know, this is what he does. This is what he's good at. This is what he's going to make the most money at. So stick it out as long as you can, right? And only worry about yourself. I mean, as player friendly as this league is, it is very clicky.
To be fair, I mean, you know, guys like Wiggins and Irving and Beal, you know, missing the money, in all honesty, isn't going to hurt these guys because they should have generation wealth with the money they've made so far in their careers. So, you know, you're not going to be, well, you're missing all this money. That's, you know, while that would matter to you or I or somebody like that, it's not going to matter to these guys.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, but, you know, we'll see. And, you know, I only saw there's only one hockey player's name has come up, and that's Mackenzie Blackwood, who should be the New Jersey Devils starting goaltender. But, you know, so we'll have to kind of wait and see how that plays out. But, it'll be interesting to see if we get any more names or any more players. But, yeah, because, you know, those drafts aren't too far away. I mean, what, it's about 2 weeks, I think, before the NBA draft. And I don't remember when the hockey draft is. So.
Yeah. So we have the NBA on October 9th, and then the following Friday the 15th is the NHL. Or is that
I thought it was the other way. I think it's the other way around.
The other way around.
Yeah.
So
but, yeah, either way, I mean, they're so far away. I mean, it's going to be October 1st this week, so.
Yeah. And sadly, well, we had to do the draft on Friday night because I have a candlelight bowl for my daughter's school to go to.
And
you know, I'm used to staying up late, but not out late, you know. And we're not going to this thing until 9:30 at night.
Oh, So
yeah.
That's probably the only time he's playing.
Mm-hmm. So I do find it interesting, though, when I was putting together the NBA draft, and Yahoo does give you an estimate, but I'm assuming their estimate is counting on the fact that everyone is there and ready to draft, and there's no, you know, auto picks or whatever, because it, well, that and that nobody continues bidding, you know, that it's just 10 seconds
yeah.
of bidding and it's over with, because their estimate was under 3 hours, maybe 2 3/4 for this draft that's coming up. And so, you know, I'll have to look at the hockey one too to see what their estimate is on that one. It's probably around the same, roughly 3 hours, but man, could they not be way more off? Do they do that not to scare everybody into figuring out it could be 6 hours long? Which I think our
yeah,
first
probably.
One was like 6.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. So. You know, you got to make sure that you don't, you know, you get people to stay in and at least, you know, visit the league.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what we can get going for the NBA. I think we had some dropouts. Or no, everyone signed up. So I hope everyone sticks with it. Or am I looking at?
Yeah, well, yeah, I saw you. I was surprised to see you went with 6 teams you got rid of. So we do have some openings, and you know the deal. If you're interested in playing fantasy basketball, you know, email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. It is free. You know, we just do it for bragging rights. So, you know, come on by and let us know. We'll get in and see what happens.
Yeah,
and
well,
you'll probably
yeah. I don't know that. I did
take a look at, and that was one of the reasons I dropped 6 teams, was I just looked at the activity from last year, and,
yeah.
you know, these are the bottom, and nobody was doing anything. Oh, you know what, I dropped 5, and one of the guys just never renewed it, so didn't respond, so I don't know if it's a case of he's just done with the league or... moved on to another realm.
Yeah, you never know. You know, I mean, some guys just, you know, don't enjoy it, or, you know, maybe he thinks he's really good and he's getting in a money league. So.
I did find it funny with Big Jack, as we had a guy in the basketball league, and I wonder why he quit. He won 3 years in a row.
Only?
It was his name. His team name was Answer Cools.
Oh, yeah, I remember the team name. I didn't realize he won 3 years in a row with us, though.
Yeah, 15, 16, and 17.
Oh, well, maybe he got bored. We weren't giving him enough of a challenge. So. So, you know, that's always a possibility there. So, but while we're on fantasy, I know you won one of the football leagues. Did you win the other one? Okay, I don't know where Dan went. So we'll just keep – I can tell you that I did manage to win both of my football games in our leagues this week. So I have a 3-0 team and a 2-1 team. So at least I'm on the positive side of the standings. So we shall see if that will continue for me. Hopefully it will. I know I had one team that was predicted to be really good. I don't remember which one it was. I can never keep track of – what is what with our league, so Excel, that goes.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. Now you're back. Okay, where'd you go?
I don't know. My headset was hooked up. I wasn't on mute. Every time I would talk, you actually would just cut me off, and I was like, what is going on? Does he not hear me? What you didn't hear was me just kind of cracking jokes because, I think it was in the hockey league. I'm killing time to get to my team, Big Jack. In the hockey league, I noticed that there was a few teams that I don't know what their issue was. You know, if they were ones that complained after the league started to, you know, have their team deleted. But, you know, I noticed for a couple of years we had some people that were first year was good, second year all of a sudden they changed their name to This League Sucks. And then, of course, I think you got them. And we had one guy who called himself a bunch of jerks. He was referring to us. So it's pretty interesting how we do free leagues. We're not really – you and I don't sit back and trash talk or we all just play the game. And if you want to make suggestions, kind of update it to next year. So I just laugh when people get so upset and bent out of shape in some of these leagues for no reason. It's like, dude, it's not even for money. So, like you said, I lost in the Snake League. So I am 0-3.
Okay.
And just going to throw in the towel now. So I'm in 18th place. I'm not scoring. And forgive me for my language, but I am not scoring shit in this league. So it's just, I don't know what I'm going to have to do. I paid for that Yahoo subscription, so I think I'm going to start making some trades. Yes,
yeah,
I paid for it. Big Jack, leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'll be happy to know that I have actually advanced to the championship in one of the baseball leagues. My fourth seeded team has moved on, and I am playing the team that was the third place team, who just happens to be the Elk Eradicate. They couldn't pull off another upset. You know, I knocked out the number one seed. Unfortunately, I couldn't knock out the number two seed. So I'm playing for third place right now in the other league. So I'm going to either finish in the top four. So it's a pretty good year in baseball. And then just so happens this freeze league that I've been in for a number of years where literally all you do is draft your team. That's it. I'm winning for the first time. I'm 8 points ahead in the last week. But the home run league, I think, I'm still 15.
I don't know. What was your strategy? Coming back one step to the football league, I lost the snake, or I won in the auction league. I beat the now 16th place team. We were both, he was 1-1 and I was 0-2. And now we're both 1-2. Lucky for us, right? I got demolished in my toilet bowl championships. What do they call it? The courtesy round? Or feel bad for you guys? So I got beaten both. So I think I'm battling it out for who's going to get 7th and 8th place.
Well, hey, you know, at least it's still the top half of the league, right?
Yeah. I don't know what happened to my teams. You know, the pitching just fell apart. I had pretty solid teams all year round just kind of fighting it out. But this is the kind of stuff that happens to me, though, getting to the playoffs, and it just falls apart. I feel like the Angels.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. It'd be nice to get a title win. And, I don't know, first and third wouldn't be terrible, right?
No, that's pretty respectable.
I did realize we have to end the season a week earlier, though. Because there really aren't very many games this week, so I think you'll have to put it in your notes that we need to end one week early.
Did we always go this long, or did I add extra time? Because it seemed like it was going
well.
Really,
we've
long.
Actually always played till the end of the year, and I don't know if it's just scheduling or what, but you know, I think, like, you know, just about everybody was off yesterday except for some makeup games. And then I think there are multiple teams off again tomorrow. So there's just not a lot of stuff out there.
Well, and I've noticed right now, and it may be a week or 2 weeks early, because I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, especially with this consolation round, that a lot of the players, and I think that's why I'm losing, and it might, you know, benefit you as well when you're in the championship rounds, is that a lot of my top players aren't hurt, but they're being sidelined for the day or benched for the day. Sorry, wrong sport.
Yeah, well, you know, the tough part is, you know, luckily the innings limit is low, so we should make it. But, you know, if you had the higher inning limit that we usually have, it might be a little rough to make it on a like this, because there just aren't that many games.
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously, tonight there's a full slate. But, yeah, I don't believe it's like that, you know, and the weekend, of course, there's going to be games. But, you know, there is some, you know, kind of cool stuff going on with it. I mean, you know, this is the Phillies that are, you know, the Phillies, and I think the Phillies are hosting the Braves. And, you know, if the Phillies can sweep, they would actually take over first place in the AL East.
Completely.
You know, or even if
Phillies
they just
move to the AL,
you know, or the NL East, sorry, wrong. I was right about the East. I was just wrong about the league. So, you know, they got that going on. And then, you know, we still got to figure out if the Giants or the Dodgers are going to win the West.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Cardinals, who have won, 16 in a row, just happen to be hosting Milwaukee. Now, they can't catch them for the division, but that could possibly be a playoff matchup at some point. You know, and then you got the Yankees at Toronto. What?
I was going to say, where did the Cardinals get all that from? Where did it come from?
Yeah, just one of those situations. I mean, obviously, you know, the last few, it helped that they played the Cubs.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, we're talking about a really bad team there in the Cubs. But I know they had they had beat the Brewers before that, who were, you know, still trying to lock up the division. And I think they beat Reds, Mets, Padres, Brewers, Cubs are the teams they've beaten in this winning streak. So they beat some pretty good teams with the exception of the Cubs.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for the Padres, you can't really be losing right now.
Well, you know, unfortunately, they were eliminated. You know, they're as odd as it is, they're just a .500 team. But, you know, they had so many injuries at just such bad times that it just caught up to them. You know, we'll see how it goes, but they are going to factor into who wins the division, because they have a series with the Dodgers starting tonight, and then they play the Giants to end the season. So the Padres are going to be probably the biggest factor on who wins the NL West.
Well, you know, and I thought it was funny that how interesting this race is, and kind of the rivalry between the Giants and the Dodgers, so much so that Madison Bumgarner, I forgot who it was, he bought someone's kid ticket to Diamondbacks Dodgers games just so the kid could boo the Dodgers.
I like that. That's funny.
So, I thought that was a good story. But, I mean, down to the wire, it just, getting pretty interesting, and you know, I'm definitely looking forward to what's starting next week, right?
Yeah, somebody said the date and I forgot what it was, but yeah, it's I think it's Tuesday are the wild card games.
Okay.
So is it? Yeah, it's Tuesday or it's Tuesday and Wednesday. I don't remember if they broke them up or if they. Yeah, I think it's Tuesday and Wednesday are the wild card games, and then Thursday everything else starts. So, but yeah, I'm wondering, you know, do you think the people who hated putting the wild card have changed their mind about it now with the way these races have come down?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I wouldn't say you hated it, but I know you were just kind of whatever about it. How do you feel about it? I mean, has it kind of given you a little bit more excitement towards the end of the season?
Yeah, well, you know, if you think about it, there wouldn't be much to watch without it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, there are legitimately still four teams in the American League involved in the wild card race. You know, right now it's the Yankees and the Red Sox. The Yankees have a one-game lead. The Blue Jays are only a game behind the Red Sox. If they beat up on the Yankees, that's going to change that whole criteria. And somehow the Mariners are still hanging around only a game and a half out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just really odd. And, I mean, I think the National League is pretty wrapped up. You know, we know the Dodgers or the Giants will be one of those teams. It's the Dodgers right now. But the Cardinals are 5.5 up on the Reds, and I think even if they lost all their games and the Reds won all their games, I don't even know if that would catch the Reds up. Well, I think the National League wild card is pretty set, and all we're really trying to figure out is who officially wins the West, and then can the Phillies miraculously get past the Braves in the East?
Yeah. Well, you know, and for me and – you know, I still love watching the game, and I'll still put it on, but when the season comes down to the wire like this, you know, I'm waiting for the playoffs, so it is harder to just sit through the full game, so to speak, towards this part of the year.
Yeah.
When, you know, it's not like the NBA where none of the regular season matters, but it's pretty locked right now, like you said, so some of the games you're like, yeah, put it on. But even, I don't know, isn't there kind of like a disappointment when you're watching trying to watch the guys who are promoted, you know, Shohei Ohtani or, you know, even Tatis and Manny, and just knowing that this game doesn't mean anything, you know? It might mean something, like you said, with the Dodgers. If they beat the Dodgers, they can, you know, have some implications there. But I don't know, I just feel like that allure is kind of taken away from those guys when they're not going into the playoffs, where you're like, Ohtani's playing, yeah, you know, the White Sox are playing, blah, 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 and they're in the playoffs, so we should get them, or, you know, kind of going that route.
You know, while you mentioned that, I mean, the Angels are in Texas, so it's a battle of the bottom two teams in the AL West.
Yeah.
You know, just like the Cubs are playing the Pirates, the bottom two teams in the NL Central.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, there isn't a whole lot of reason to turn those games on, even with Ohtani in the lineup. I mean, it's like, yeah, okay, so what? It does, you know, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, and kind of circling back to, you know, with the Angels, I mean, I think if you're an Angels fan, you still got a little something to watch. But when it comes to a club like the Cubs, you know, I think what makes it harder for me to just sit back and watch is we're pretty much only guaranteed what, like, four players are going to be on that team. You know, we know how Contreras plays. We know how the professor pitches. We know that David Bodie's signed for a long time with not a lot of money. And, you know, I can't even think of anyone else who might remain there. But
Hayward.
But, you know, I'm not, like I'm saying, I'm not one of those diehards that, you know, because I've heard it. Oh, you're not a diehard fan, blah, blah, blah. You know, still got guys you're going to see perform and maybe could move up, and I just don't see a full roster of that, you know? So for me, I'm like, at this point, you might as well start fresh next season to see who's really going to be on that team. Do you kind of get in that mode too with maybe not just the Cubs in particular, but any of the teams when you're trying to pick a game to watch?
Yeah, you know, it can be difficult. Like, I've had the hardest time even sitting through just a couple innings of Cub games, you know, just for whatever reason. And, I mean, there have been some surprising positives. I mean, Frank Schwindel has played really well for them, and you got to figure he comes back next year. And, I mean, you know, Patrick Wisdom has hit a ton of home runs, so you got to get a look at him. But, you know, I really wanted to see Nico Horner do well, and it just seems like he's hurt all the time. So, you know, you got to question what's going on there. And the pitching staff is just so bad, you know. So we'll see if what they say is true when they're going to spend money in free agency. But I don't think they can spend enough money to fix this in 1 year. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't think so. And, you know, that's the flip side of it, though, at the same time, is if he's doing this kind of rebuild, I hope it's not a repeat of, you know, what Theo did, because it worked for one World Series, but can that happen again? You know, I'd rather see a full team put together that's going to succeed over years, kind of like what happened in Boston, as opposed to this, they were supposed to be a dynasty, and it's more like a fly-by-night team. But I'll be right back.
Well,
in a couple minutes.
The perfect example, and I've said this before on here, is the Astros. You know, the Astros tore down a rebuild, and they've been able to maintain their success while the Cubs have sunk. So, but while Dan's away, let me tell you, there are some good games to watch tonight nationally. FS1 is going to show the Phillies at the Braves. Now we got Zach Wheeler and Charlie Morton starting that game, so we got a good pitching matchup. Then ESPN is going to show San Diego at the Dodgers. That's Yu Darvish and Walker Buehler making the start there. You know, I know Darvish has struggled since coming back from his injury, so you got to wonder if maybe he's not 100% healthy, but, you know, would still be a game worth watching. And then if you have the ESPN app, you get Oakland at Seattle. It's Chris Bassett and Tyler Anderson starting there. The interesting thing there is Tyler Anderson is actually starting on only 2 days rest, but he had a really bad outing last time, and he only ended up going like two innings. So, you know, it's not like he pitched a complete game and he's coming back on two days rest. So, you know, if you get FS1 or ESPN, or if you're on the app, the ESPN app, you have three pretty good games to watch tonight besides what's going to air in your local market. So it's a good idea that, you know, these networks are jumping on it. And I don't know if the MLB network has something to show, but my guess, if they do, they're showing the Yankees at the Blue Jays, because almost every Yankee game ends up on the MLB network one way or the other. I don't know how or why that happens, but for whatever reason, it ends up on the MLB network. So you'll have to, you have to get out there and, you know, check out some games if you're into it. But yeah, it's a, there's definitely interesting stuff out there to watch if you're a baseball fan and you're just not kind of conjoined to that one team, because there are people who are just fans of the one team and they only watch the one team. So, you know, it's just how it goes. So, but yeah, you know, like I said, there's, you know, some interesting stuff. If, you know, you're interested in it, you can find some cool some cool baseball to watch if that's what you're into, and hopefully, you know, you have a team that's still in the race. unlike Dan.
Yeah. Can't even watch the White Sox because they got rid of them on my TVs.
Well, that's not good.
But nobody's streaming them. So thank you, Comcast, Sportsnet, NBC, whatever you guys are doing. But, you brought up an interesting thing about the one team fan, and I'm not knocking this in any way, but do you think for your own mental capacity or whatever, sometimes it would be easier if you were that kind of just only that one team? You know, I have several friends like that. I got a guy that I know through social media in San Francisco. He's diehard Giants, you know. He won't wear another team just because he likes the player. You know, he likes the player, but he's like, I'll never wear their jersey. I'll never watch their games unless they're playing the Giants. Do you think it'd be easier sometimes if you kind of fell in that boat?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it would probably free up quite a bit of time for me as well. You know, I wouldn't have to look from game to game and have multiple TVs or devices going or anything like that. But, you know, it's just kind of not who I am. When I was younger, it was just exclusively, you know, I only watch the Chicago teams. I only root for the Chicago teams. That's it. Nothing else. And then it kind of, you know, as it kept going, I was like, I can expand my horizon here and check out whatever, you know, this team is or that team is. So,
yeah, and it's just, you know, it's so different now where, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, when I was growing up and for you as well, you know, where I lived, you know, I only watched three teams, and that was the Cubs, it was a day baseball, the Mets and the Braves, because the Mets were on a superstation and so were the Braves. So, but, you know, and I think that time in the late 80s and somewhere in the 90s, my dad did bring up, and I don't know if you remember this, when Jerry Reinsdorf and whoever trying to build a cable channel where you had to pay to watch the White Sox on regular TV, or I don't know how it went. But, you know, because I always ask my dad, I'm like, well, how come I never watched the White Sox? He's like, because I wasn't going to pay for it. So, you know, and I think that's what makes it so much different now where, you know, for us growing up, we actually had to read the newspaper to learn about the guy we liked. You know, you, Reggie Jackson, and, you know, me, whoever, let's just say Bo Jackson at the time. You know, you had to go to the newspaper the next day that your dad brought home when he got home from work. Your dad worked overnight too, right, I believe. And, you know, always checking the newspaper. That's how I got everything. That's how I learned was newspaper and baseball cards. So it's just, you know, I think that's what makes it so cool now is that, you know, you were a Seattle fan and now, well, not now, but we've been doing it for years, but you're able to watch the Seattle games by streaming it.
Yeah, it's added a nice dimension, and, you know, what was kind of humorous when you mentioned is when we first got cable back in the day, we got Brewers games as well. So, you know, I was able to watch, you know, the Brewers, the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Braves. So it was, you know, kind of nice.
And you loved the newspaper, too, the next morning, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you had no choice. You had to get up to read the newspaper to get the box score.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and, you know, it's funny I brought up, you know, about the NFL a couple of weeks ago where my uncle and my dad still talk about – my dad still watches football on Sunday, but that they were more excited about it back in their younger days because of the gambling. And, you know, that – I was never that great with the NFL, and you know that. Especially with my football teams. But as a kid, my dad always got me into different baseball things, and the one that stood out the most was the Home Run Derby. And, you know, that one, that was one of the ones that had me run into the newspaper every single day. I believe it was weekly payouts or whatever. But, you know, running to see the box scores every day, making sure my guys hit home runs.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that was, you know, I wanted to know, you know, what I missed, because obviously, you know, you couldn't watch the West Coast teams unless they were here. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was too young to stay up that late. You know, those games would start at 9 o'clock, and, you know, there's no way, you know, the weekend, yeah, okay, no problem. But during the week with school, there was no way that was happening. So, you know, it was like, yeah, I need the newspaper. Can, you know, what happened? Mm-hmm. So, you know, then I remember actually as I got older, and I don't know if you had, like, I had to actually walk to school. I didn't get a bus. Like, I think just about everybody gets a bus now. So as I got older, I would actually borrow different newspapers on the way to school, so I would have something to read when I got there. Is that a crime? I guess technically it is stealing. That was bad of me to do. So I do apologize to those people that I ripped off your newspaper all those years ago.
Should have just dropped it off on your way home from school.
On the way home, yeah, I should have probably just put it back. You know, and all I wanted was a sport back then. So, you know. Once I got that, I you could have the rest of the paper. That's, I didn't care about anything else. So, but yeah, all right. Well, you know, I was kind of saving this here, Dan, because I've been getting quite the big chuckle out of this. How about them Bears on Sunday, buddy?
Oh my gosh. Oh, so let me just give you my Sunday to break it down for you real quick. My wife wanted our deck, mind you, it's 30 by 13, so 30 feet long, 13 feet out from the house. There's an 8-foot wall, privacy wall, railings on the whole thing. And a couple of weeks ago, I missed watching the Bears and Andy Dalton getting hurt because my wife decided that the day before that we're doing the deck. Well, I apparently do it wrong, or she felt bad, or I don't know. So, well, because she hates the color that she picked. Okay, Big Jack. I'm sure all the men, anyone married, can attest to this, or not even married, just living with someone, other woman, other person, not just a woman. And I know you guys haven't gotten into that argument with your roommate, Big Jack, because you would have told me. But she decided that instead of making me go through it all again, because it was her fault, I didn't get those words, though. I didn't hear those words, that, you know, she would take care of it. So finally get to just sit back. Got the baby. He's crying a lot because he's grumpy right now. But, you know, like I said, sitting back watching the Bears. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good day. Finally get to just not do anything, watch the freaking football games. And every single play that happened, you know, I actually started counting how much time Justin Fields had to throw the ball. And I don't think it ever went more than 3 seconds, if we barely made it to 3 seconds. And it just kind of killed me. And all I could think about was you saying last week, well, no, I wouldn't want this kid to start. And I don't even have to tell you the rest of the reasons, because we all seen the reasons that you pretty much gave. And I cannot believe that you would have been the only one taking this, because, you know, we're just two regular guys and there's so many experts out there. So what the hell, Big Jack? And, you know, the biggest question is Nagy going to have a job if he loses again this weekend? And, you know, you can't put a whole lot of stock into, you know, some of the fandom, but, you know, one of the big fans called up Monday that I heard on the radio, just so mad, and bringing up the point that Nagy had a whole week to prepare, and they did not look prepared to do anything on Sunday. So, I mean, where do you go from here?
Yeah, you know, the tough part is it's not all Matt Nagy's fault. He didn't put this team together. He's just trying to coach it. So Ryan Pace gets some of the blame. And, you know, in reality, Justin Fields gets a little of the blame, too, because he is a young, inexperienced quarterback. And he just wasn't ready for some of the stuff they threw at him. You know, and that's not his fault. That's part of the growing pains of being a quarterback in the NFL. I mean, you ask Trevor Lawrence, you ask Zach Wilson, they're going through the same things. So, you know, it just kind of happens. But, you know, Nagy's going to be the guy who gets it all dumped on him because he's the head coach. But again, he didn't build this team. You know, this is a Ryan Pace team, and this is a bad team. Does Nagy need to go? Oh, yeah, definitely. He definitely needs to go. But so does Ryan Pace.
Yeah. So, I mean, so what you're kind of saying is if Nagy goes, if Pace stays, then what's the point?
Right. We
didn't, well keep him.
If one goes without the other, nothing is fixed. You're basically just getting the same thing. So, you know, I mean, they need to make a clean sweep. Will they make a change during the season? I doubt it. That's something I don't honestly know if the Bears have ever done. I think maybe they did it with Dave Wannstedt. But it's very rare that the Bears do something like that. So I think – and, you know, you also got to realize that who are you going to get that's going to make a difference at this point? You're going to let one of the coordinators, you know, you're going to let one of the coordinators finish the season. So you're probably just better off rolling with Nagy, letting Andy Dalton play, you know, as long as he's healthy, and just take it from there. Get Justin Fields ready to be the quarterback next year. And good Lord, start looking for linemen because you need offensive linemen. So, you know, I mean, I know you don't have a first-round pick because you gave it away from Justin Fields, but you can find linemen later in the draft. You need to find linemen. You need to sign linemen. You need to build linemen. I don't care where you get them from. You need offensive linemen. You know, we'll see, you know, how that works out and what they, you know, what happens. But, yeah, it's going to be a long, you know, we'll see if they, you know, if they can do anything to pick up some wins here. You know, they're playing Detroit this week, who is kind of on their level, so it'll be interesting to see where it goes, you know.
Hey, at this rate, I might be getting some free Bears tickets.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think they're at home, so they should get a win, or at least I hope they get a win.
Yeah. Well, so. I just meant if the season ticket holder I know, if they're not sold, she already let me know last month, hey, you know, I was going to see if you wanted to go to the Bengals, but, you know, was that Bengals at home or whatever the last home game was? The Sunday night game, right, or Monday? Who did they play at home, the Browns?
Well, they played the Bengals at home. You're right. It was the Bengals.
Oh,
they were in Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So she's like, oh, but, you know, my niece really wanted to go for some reason. So, but I was like, oh, I couldn't have gone anyways for some other reason. But I'm like, yeah, keep me in mind. I'll go to another washout game for the, you know, the Bears.
So yeah, you know, it definitely it's gonna be a rough season. So
mm-hmm.
you know, just nothing you can do about it. And yes, I know they were a playoff team last year, but they also got blown out in the first round of the playoffs, so that didn't really, you know, almost doesn't count as being a playoff team. So we'll see. You know, not super confident. I just kind of thought it was funny listening to people freak out. I even got two texts from my cousin and a Facebook message saying that Matt Nagy needed to be fired and he needed to be fired right now.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that. I mean, so what you are saying, though, is that everyone who bought that Justin Fields jersey doesn't need to panic just yet.
No, there's no reason. I mean, he's definitely talented, but, you know, football functions as a team sport. You know, it's not golf where you're hitting the ball on your own and there's nobody else out there. It's not tennis where it's you against somebody else on the court. There's 10 other guys that have to function for you to be successful. You know, and I mean, you can, you know, look at some of the rookie quarterbacks. I mean, Trevor Lawrence has probably done the best out of them all, but they're 0-3. Zach mm-hmm. Wilson has really been struggling with the Jets. He's been just getting destroyed. They're 0-3. And, you know, Mac Jones just had a 3-interception game for New England. They're now 1-2. And Trey Lance only handles a package of plays for the 49ers. He's not the starter. So while they're 2-1, he doesn't get any credit for that. That's all Jimmy Garoppolo. And in reality, they should be 3-0. They just couldn't figure out how to stop Aaron Rodgers with 47 seconds left. And so they got a field goal kicked again.
Yeah, I saw that.
So.
Now, what was your take on the Chargers and the Buccaneers? And, you know, I thought Brady was going to win again. He's got everything. He should have won.
The Buccaneers from Sunday night there?
Oh, I mean the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, basically what it worked out to is the Rams looked like the best team in football.
Oh, my God, they looked amazing.
Yeah.
And I have Matthew Stafford in the 1 week.
After that game, their odds went, they're now the you know, when it comes to betting, they have the best odds to win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
So.
So you would have wanted to get that bet in a couple of weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, you would have wanted that right away. So.
Yeah.
They're one of a handful of 3-0 teams, and I really think they may have the best defense in football. We'll see about the offense. I'm not thrilled with the running game, even though it did end up doing very well in the end. But, you know, we'll see.
Now, do you think that hurts the Buccaneers a little bit with the fact that Tom just has to throw the ball the entire game? It seemed like.
No, I don't think so. You know, they'll be fine when all is said and done. You know, I mean, the biggest thing that, like, surprises me through 3 weeks are the fact that the Chiefs are 1-2. So, I don't know anybody who has that.
No, I wouldn't have had that. And, you know, I've seen some comments on Facebook here and there and groups I'm in, whatever, just dogging Mahomes. And is it validated right yet, or should they be just taking it easy? You know, he's fake. He's not for real. Yeah, he just got lucky winning that Super Bowl. And, well, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, through 3 weeks, why panic? You know, there's 14 more games. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me when it's all said and done and if the Chiefs ended up 15-2. You know, I mean, they're a good team. They're another team that's got to figure out the running game for whatever reason. you know, they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He was supposed to fix the running game, and he's been basically bad.
Yeah, well, should have kept Kareem.
Yeah, in reality, they should have, but Kareem got himself in trouble, remember? That's why he got cut.
Oh, that's right.
So,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, maybe they should be looking at a trade somewhere. Maybe there's somebody who's got an extra back that, you know, they may be interested in moving. But, yeah, I'm not quite sure if Edwards-Helaire is the answer there. So we'll see. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's just – it's way too early to panic about anything. I mean, remember after week one, everybody was killing the Packers. Well, they're now 2-1.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Well, they gave up on the Packers. The Packers are, you know, the worst. And what's
yeah.
his name's done? Rogers is done. He's giving up on his team.
You know, and it's, you know, and it's so, and that's the weird thing about the NFL is it's so week to week. Like after last night, the Cowboys played so good that everybody's talking about as Dak as an MVP and them being a challenge for Tampa Bay. It's like, it's one game, people, and it was against the Eagles. So let's, you know, I don't know why people get like that. It's kind of like, you know, you got to dial this back a little. I mean, do I expect Dallas to be in the playoffs? Oh, yeah, definitely. Their division is terrible, and they're the best team in it. Do I expect them to go to the Super Bowl? No, I don't have Dallas going to the Super Bowl. Sorry.
I just want Ezekiel Elliott to run a lot and score touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's all I care
You know, and even like, you know, this week coming up, they host Carolina, who just happens to be 3-0. But Carolina has had the easiest schedule these first 3 weeks. So they're 3-0. So, you know, Dallas will win, and everybody will go, oh, my God, look, they beat a 3-0 team. Oh, this is incredible. Unbelievable. And it won't be the fact that, well, it was the Carolina Panthers that they beat. So,
speaking of the Panthers and the Bears, I don't know if that transitioned well since we weren't talking about the Bears, but it kind of brings up the Bears because if you were watching the game, we got a new broadcast team, and I know you were happy or you were sad because your guys, Buck and Troy, weren't on. But, you know, we got Greg Olsen and some other guy. And I don't know, Big Jack, I really liked Greg Olsen in the booth. I'd rather have him on my team because I always felt like he played well. But what did you think of the broadcast on Sunday? That's a new team.
Greg Olsen doesn't come off the job.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great analyst. He really is. He's made for this. So. Time for the game that I was taking. Now we're back to following 4 days if you want to follow me to do it. While we're down, though, you know what to do. I don't want to do it. I'm going to go back to time. We'll see if we've got something tomorrow. But while you're there, it's that link to follow over to Facebook. If you want to go all the way over there, go ahead and give it a look. We also have the two of you who just asked to go to the radio. Just feel free to try to hunt the camera right out on Twitter as well. We'll go for that. If you came by and listened to my well, thanks for doing that. But if you just couldn't make some reason, you can leave your list. Just come on over to streaming.com. You can listen anytime you want.
Sports Time Radio.